the Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Dark Dolores. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. One fine day, I am walking along Broadway, minding my own business, which is rather slack that day, when a taxi pulls up at the curb. The next thing I know, I am inside the cab looking at Dave the Duke, who is laughing and says...
Surprise you, Broadway?
Oh, not much. But the next time around the block, please have the jockey stop so I can see a doctor about my heart.
Listen, you are going with me.
Yeah, I can see that. But where am I going with you?
I am on my way to Penn Station to catch a train for Atlantic City.
Oh? Well, I will be glad to see you off. And I do not mean that the way it sounds.
Broadway, I'm going to take you with me.
Not to Atlantic City.
What is wrong with Atlantic City?
For its inhabitants, nothing. For one who does not live there, but is suddenly informed he is going there, everything.
We will be gone just a couple of days at most, just to attend a peace conference.
Peace conference? Dave, what are you talking about?
We are going there to meet Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea.
Black Mike and the St. Louis Hoods?
They are businessmen.
What a business.
I need someone to talk to. While we're on the train, I will explain everything. Now sit back and relax. The party is on me.
So there I find myself going to Atlantic City with Dave the Duke. Now, one does not argue with Dave. There is just no point in it, because the argument always comes out the same. One goes to Atlantic City, or Timbuktu, or Flatbush. Well, what we are going to do in Atlantic City, and what happens there when a doll named Doc Dolores gets mixed up in the affair, is quite a story, which I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Dark Dolores.
So we get to Atlantic City, and Dave checks us in at the best hotel, where he says Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea are going to meet him. It is still a mystery why Dave wishes to meet two citizens who are wanted by 48 states, and not wanted at the same time. I ask Dave to explain, and he does so as follows.
It is very simple. Mike and Scoodles wish to sign a peace treaty. They cut in on each other too much and find out it is not good for either one of them. So they're going to join up together.
Somebody is going to take a beating. What are you doing here?
I am the umpire. I make the terms and they agree to them. You see, Broadway, I am like the Chief Justice of the United States.
This will come as a complete surprise to the Chief Justice.
Mike and Scoodles agreed to do what I say. After all, they have so many beefs out in St. Louis that it cuts in on me.
Oh, now I see.
And they are late. They say they will be here by 2 and it is now 4. My ever-loving wife, Billy, expects me back home real soon.
There is nobody who expects me back in New York, but I wish I am there anyway.
You are nervous?
I am nervous. Any minute I expect 2 torpedoes to walk in that door. Dave, what if something goes wrong?
I think of that. Here.
What is this?
A Roscoe. A heater, a gun.
38?
Up close, it works as good as a 45. Tuck it into your waistband.
Oh, no. I do not have a permit to carry it.
A what?
A permit.
Who says you got to have one?
The law.
Oh. Okay, I do not wish to get you in any trouble. Give me back the bottle.
Here.
Wait a minute. I never heard of such a silly thing. Next thing we know, they will be passing laws to... Aha, here they are.
I will sit close to the window. 5 floors up is not such a bad jump under the circumstances.
Take it easy. This is a peace conference.
Peace. I love the word.
Well, well, well. Mike and Scoodles.
Hiya, Dave.
Hello, Mike.
Hiya, Dave.
And Scoodles. My, both of you are looking well.
Yeah? I do not sleep a wink on a train coming here. I remember that once, a long time ago, Mike's boys liked to throw people off of moving trains.
Oh?
I guess you forget that every time I look around, you were in back of me. I tell you, Dave, it is not a pleasant trip.
Okay, okay. You were here to talk peace. Now, what keeps you? You guys are 2 hours late.
We have a little business first in Chicago. Huh, Scoodle?
Yeah. A little business.
You keep me waiting.
We stop off in Chi to take care of Frankie Ferroni.
Yeah. He is getting too big, so we trim him down to size.
You could wait for that.
And waste a trip? We kill two birds with one stone.
One bird. One bird by name of Frankie Ferroni.
Sure. Now let us talk business. We... How is that?
I am nothing but a piece of furniture. Ignore me.
He is my good friend, Broadway. Broadway, meet Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea.
What mob?
I am not affiliated. I am a bystander.
Dave, what is the idea? You
now
say...
Look, I say he is my friend. That settles it. I do not like my friends insulted. Understand?
No offense, Dave. Mr. Broadway, please accept my hand.
What has it got in it?
Hey, he is a comic.
Okay, okay. Now sit down. And let us start talking business.
For 3 hours, they talk business, but get no place. Because Mike and Scooters do not agree on various points. Namely, who gets what territory, etc., and so forth. Also, at one point in the negotiations, Black Mike leans over and 2.45s drop out of his coat. This offends Scooters, because they are supposed to be there without artillery. The fact that Scoodles is bulging all over with various weapons makes no difference to him. Then it comes up 5 hours later, and Dave says...
Look, we are getting no place fast. I am not able to stay long because my ever-loving wife, Billy, gives me only a little while.
Yeah. That reminds me. Why do we not go someplace where we can eat and... Look at some beautiful dolls at the same time.
That is a good idea, Mike.
Huh?
We will go someplace, spend 7 or 8 hours, and then come back here all fresh like.
Sure, Scoodle. What do you say, Dave?
Since we are doing nothing here, all right. But I am telling you guys, we got to be out of here tomorrow at the latest. Come on, Broadway.
I will wait here. I am sleepy.
What are you, a wallflower or something?
Yeah. You come along.
Why not, Broadway?
I have got a million reasons. But each one of them will be no good. All right, take me along.
You know a good place, Dave?
Yeah, I do, Mike. It is run by a friend of mine, Joe Goss.
They have got dolls there?
Yes, they have got dolls.
Good-looking dolls?
It is a nightclub. The guy who runs it is a good businessman. He has got good-looking dolls in the show.
They are friendly?
Yes, they are friendly. So friendly, they are practically relatives. Now, come on.
And off we go to Joe Goss's nightclub. We are there maybe 3 hours only before Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea know every doll in the show. It is when they are out on the floor dancing that Dave the Dude says to me,
Look at those two monkeys. They come here for business and... Here they are, blowing their tops over a few dolls.
That is all right with me. It keeps them away from my presence.
I gotta get home. Billy will put the blast on
me.
Good evening.
Joe told me to say hello to you.
Well, say more than that. Yeah, sit down.
Thank you, Dave.
You know me?
Joe told me.
This is Broadway. Broadway meet.
My name's Dolores. Everyone calls me Dr. Dolores.
Yeah, see why.
How do you do?
Hello.
You are new here?
I started today. Got a cigarette?
Oh, sure, sure. Here.
Thank you.
Light?
Thanks. So you're Dave the Duke.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of you.
I get around, but it looks like I do not get around far enough. The lobby.
Dave, how is Billy?
Huh? She's fine. Oh.
Who's Billy?
My wife.
Ah, lucky for her.
Think so?
Of course.
What is funny?
Nothing. Fred, didn't you have 2 more in your party?
Oh, yeah. Here they come now.
Well, well, well. And who is this, Tomato?
Dolores is her name.
I am pleased to make your acquaintance.
I am pleased, likewise.
Dolores, meet Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea.
Oh, I've heard of him, too.
You do?
Lots of times. You're from St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Where do you come from, honey?
Detroit.
Huh? I am in Detroit once. A very short time. I just answer some questions and then leave.
Yeah, me too. Look, Mike Scoodles, it is getting late. We have got business to attend to and...
Dave, it is very early yet. Why bust up the party, just when it is going good?
Mike is right, Dave. Why bust up the party when it is going good? In fact, better than ever.
Now, look...
Don't you like my company, Dave?
Baby, this is not a choice of company.
He's got an ever-loving wife who will blast him.
It is times like this when he wishes he is not married, huh, Dave?
Shut up.
No offense. Hey, Dolores, how about you and me doing a couple of turns when the music starts again?
I'd be delighted, Scoot.
Hey, wait a minute. I got to the table first. I see her first. I get the first dance.
But you forget one thing. You do not ask her. Come on, Dave.
Stay where you are, Scoodles.
Now listen, you two.
Just a minute. Just a minute. Who do you think you're talking to in such a manner, Mike?
You, Scoodles. Do you wish to argue the point?
Please, boys, it's such a silly thing. There'll be lots of dances. Divide.
Maybe I do not wish to divide anything with him.
Maybe I do not wish to be a party to such a thing either.
Scoodles, you reach for that rod and so help me, I will walk out of here and leave you two to fight a warrior on.
Who is reaching? Him for a rod. I have an itch.
Yeah, on the trigger finger.
Make him take his hand away from his coat. So will I.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you two get this straight. No more of this funny business, or I will do something about it. And you, Dolores, maybe you better take the wind.
Are you running this party, Mr. Dave the Dude?
Maybe I am, baby.
Maybe I want to dance with both of them.
Sure, she does.
Yeah. What is the matter with you, Dave? Just because you've got a ball and chain.
Okay, have it your own way. Stay here all night and dance your legs off at the knees. But I'm telling you, tomorrow we clean up this business or not at all.
My. My, what a rough character.
Broadway, let us get out of here.
I am never so willing in my life.
Wait. Mike, Scoodles, slip me the rods.
I will be unprotected.
I will feel naked.
Give me the heaters.
Go ahead, Mike. Scoodles, do what he wants. Remember, we've got the whole night ahead of us.
So that is that. When I and Dave leave the club, Scoodles and Mike are already melting like ice under Dolores' eyes. I will say this for her. She is one of the best-looking dolls I ever see. But there is something about her I do not understand. There is something back of those eyes. And what happens because of it, I will tell you in a minute.
Back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Dark Dolores.
Like I say, we leave Mike and Scoodles with Dark Dolores. Then it comes up the next day, and I and Dave the Dude are in our room at the hotel. He is talking to his ever-loving wife on the phone.
Look, Billy, I know I promised to be back today, but business is business. Huh? What thing? Say, have you got spies here? Baby, look. I do not even see the doll before last night. Hello? Hello? She hangs up on me.
Dave, why do we not go back to New York and leave those two citizens to clear up themselves?
I cannot. This deal means a great deal to me. With those two characters in good with each other, I... They are supposed to be here an hour ago. Where are they?
I will get you tender. If you find that doll, Dr. Lorries, you will also stumble on Black Mike and Scoodles O'Shea.
Yeah. Broadway, what is with that doll?
With her? Black eyes, black hair. A shape that does not have to apologize to anybody, past or present.
I got eyes. I see that myself. There is something else. Come on, Broadway. We will find them.
So we hunt all over, and it is not until 2 hours go by that we are walking along a place called the Boardwalk when Dave grabs me by the arm and says...
Broadway,
do you see what I see?
That depends on what you see. What?
Look, coming along the walk.
Black Mike.
Yeah, and look. Look what else.
It is Scoodles O'Shea riding on one of them wheelchairs.
With the doll. Come on.
Hold it a minute.
Well, well, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Mike, Scoodles, what is the idea? You say you will come to my
room. Oh, I'm afraid it's my fault. Dave, it's such a beautiful morning, I asked the boys to take me for a ride.
Okay, you get your ride. Scoodles, get out of that laundry basket.
I should say not. My 10 minutes are not up yet.
You have only got 3 minutes to go. Then it is my turn to ride with the lorries.
You ring in a phony watch. I have got more time than that.
Look, I do not care whose turn it is to get pushed around on that thing. All I know is I am tired of getting pushed around. Now, come on.
Dolores, baby, maybe we better go. After all, we have got business. And as soon as it is over, I will come back to you.
We will come back to you.
You coming with me or not?
Only if Scoodles does. I refuse to leave him alone with my doll.
Your doll? There is a sign on her that says that?
I will put a sign on you, a stone one.
Dave, give me my rod.
Yeah, and mine.
Cut it out. Now, look, we can settle our business in a few minutes, so come on.
Go ahead, Mike. Scoodles, I'll be waiting for you.
Promise?
Cross my heart, Mike.
That go for me, too?
It sure does, Scoodles.
Okay. Let us go.
Broadway.
What, Dave?
Stay with the doll.
Me? What for?
Oh, I'd like to stay out a little while longer, Broadway.
Okay.
I will see you later, baby, and maybe we can be alone for a while.
Not while I am alive.
Maybe we will fix that. Let us go, Dave.
So Dave, Mike, and Scoodles take off from there, leaving me with Doc Dolores. For a while, we are pushed along, and neither of us says a word, which is all right with me, because I do not like talkative dolls. However, there is nothing against my principles that says I cannot look at her, and she is very much all right. Then, all of a sudden, she looks right at me, and I say something funny.
Not a word.
That is what I think.
You're not one of Dave's boys, are you?
I come along for the ocean air, but it does me no good.
How long have you known Mike and Scootle?
Too long. I meet them yesterday.
You don't like them?
It is not one way or the other.
You're very careful, aren't you?
I am healthy. I wish to remain so.
I see. Dave probably wishes I'd stayed in Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. It's where I came from.
Last night, you say you come from Detroit.
I did?
Yeah, you do.
Maybe I come from both places.
What is the idea, playing the game you are?
I didn't think I was.
Please, miss, I am not born yesterday. You play Scoodles off against Mike and Mike off against Scoodles. You are just like a bookie laying off bets.
I like both of them. Did I say something funny?
You do.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay. Usually when a doll makes a play, she picks on one guy. A smart doll, that is.
You know a great deal about dolls, don't you?
Dolores, the man who says that is crazy.
All right. You were telling me about a smart doll.
Yeah. See, if a smart doll makes a play for a guy, she does not also make a play for another one at the same time.
Unless she wants to make them jealous.
There is always that. However...
However, what, Broadway?
You do not strike me as the type of a doll that goes for Black Mike or Scoodles O'Shea.
You mean they're not my type?
That is what I mean.
But they are my type, Broadway. Exactly my type. As a matter of fact, I set out to find someone exactly like they are. I did.
Then what happens?
Why don't you wait and see?
Dr. Dolores says that. She gives me a look from them big eyes of hers, and I feel a cold chill that is not due to the ocean breeze. But I say nothing. Of course, I do a lot of thinking, but it comes out to nothing. Then it comes up night, and I am back in the hotel with Dave.
But look, Billy, baby.
I do not go riding with any doll on any push cart. I do not care who tells you. Now look, Billy, I... Billy! Billy! That does it.
Either I settle with Mike and Scoodles tonight or I go back to New York without doing it.
Dave.
Mark.
What does she wish with Mike and Scoodles?
Billy?
The Lorries.
Who cares? Let her take them for all she can.
I do not think that is her idea.
It is any doll's idea. Now we'll...
Hey, looky here. Get a load of me.
And me.
I never wish to see anything like this again. It is horrible.
What are you doing in swimming suits?
We are going swimming.
It is nighttime.
Well, the ocean's still there at night, Dave.
I might know you give them this idea.
Come along, Dave. The lorry says there is nothing like swimming in the ocean at night.
No, we are going. You are not. You are going to stay here. If you do not, I will go back to New York.
Oh, now, Dave, just a little swim.
It is romantic. I do not wish to be romantic with you.
Have a heart, Dave.
Yeah, have a heart. I tell you what I think, I mean it.
Ah. Dolores, baby, maybe we better wait until tomorrow.
Oh, no, after I bought a new bathing suit just for the occasion.
You do?
Here, catch my robe, Broadway. Look, Mike. Scoodles. I guess.
Mike, you are supposed to walk around tables.
I do not see it. My. Now I see everything.
Not quite.
Dave. Please, I promise. Leave us go swimming tonight, and right after we will settle things.
Sure, Dave. We promise. Honest.
But
I'll make them do it, Dave, and they will for me. Won't you, boys?
Maybe. Anything.
Double that order for me.
Why don't you come along, Dave? Broadway, you can keep an eye on the boy.
So we go along. Dolores takes us to a part of the beach where there is nobody else around. In fact, why should there be? Because it is after midnight. I and Dave are sitting on the beach, and Dave says to me,
"Look at those two down there. They think they know how to swim."
Dolores is a real good swimmer.
Yeah.
My. Mike and Scoodle certainly are acting like a couple of kids.
Dopes. 18-carat dopes. Along comes a doll, and both of them go nuts. And dolls like that are a dime a dozen.
Here is a dime, Dave. Go out and buy some.
You think I am wrong, huh?
Somehow I do.
10 to 1, she digs them for everything they got, and then takes the breeze.
This could be.
Give me a match.
I have got none.
Great. No deal, no matches. Just a couple of elephants trying to make like fish.
Maybe Dolores has got some matches in her handbag.
Take a look.
I do not wish to rummage.
Give me the bag.
Okay, okay.
Junk. All junk. Compact, lipstick, change, pins, a bottle.
Bottle?
A little one. Ah, matches. You know,
Dave,
I...
light another match.
Huh?
Light another match.
What for? You... Okay, okay.
Look, Dave.
What?
This little bottle. Read the label on it.
Holy... poison. Take a whiff.
Smells like some kind of nuts
with their arms. I smelled this before. Once when little Joe Cassidy is knocked off, I smelled this.
There was enough of the stuff in this bottle to finish off an army.
Well, come on.
Hey, Dave, look what they are doing.
Swimming
up. Mike! Scoodles! Hey, you two! Mike! Scoodles! See you later, Dave.
I wonder if he will.
Dopes. Okay, we got this little bottle. Now let us go back to the hotel. And when they show up, we will ask Dr. Dolores what idea she has got about using this stuff. Clock and those lame brains are still out.
Dave, what do you think happened?
How do I know what? Open it, Broadway.
Sure.
Well, you two are...
Hello, Dave. Broadway.
Where are they?
Mike, Scoodles.
You know that is who we mean. Quit stalling. Where are they?
I left him out there.
They are still at the beach?
At some beach, I suppose.
Some beach? You better come in.
Why do you come back without them?
They won't be back. Either of them. What are you laughing at?
Here. You know what this is?
Where did you get that?
From your purse.
I see.
So, you were going to use it on Mike and Scoodles, huh?
I was...
Cut it out. Cut it out, you hear? Listen, where are they? Why do you say they will not come back?
You thought that poison was for them. Sit down, Dave. Sit down. I gotta tell you something.
I and Dave sit down, and Dolores tells us something. And what that is, I will tell you in a minute. Say, I and Dave sit down. Dolores looks at us for a minute and then says...
No. The poison wasn't for them. It was for me.
Huh? What are you saying?
For me. After I did what I came here to do.
Like what?
They're dead, Dave, both of them. They couldn't keep up with me. I swam too far out for them. Before they knew it, They were tired. They couldn't make it back. I didn't think they'd be able to go as far as they did.
What the devil are you talking about?
I told them the one who'd catch me, I'd marry.
You do what?
They fell for it. It was almost too easy. The looks on their faces, hating each other. Neither one willing to give up to the other. So they had it coming. They had it coming.
Why, Dolores? Why?
I'll go to the police now. I was going to take that. I'll go to the police.
Why are you doing it? What do they ever do to you?
I told them. Just when I was sure they couldn't make it back to shore, I told them. I gave them regards from Frankie Ferroni.
What do you know about Frankie Ferroni?
I'm his widow.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Dark Dolores. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Karstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.